The crowd standing, cameras flashing, and Rivera cool as a cucumber. The 1-0.
Swung on, hit in the air to left center. Bernie trots over. Curtis is there. Curtis makes the catch. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. The New York Yankees, for the second straight year, for the third time in the last 4 years, and for the 25th time in their glorious history, have once again reached the pinnacle of the sports world. The 1999 New York Yankees, the team of the century, are world champions. And the world champions are gathered right on the grass in front of the shortstop position, and they're all hugging each other there. And now the coaching staff makes its way out there as well. When the ball went up in the air, Jorge Posada jumping up and down behind the plate like a little leaguer. And the Yankees are used to this. Joe Torre is hugging Scott Brosius, both with tears in their eyes. And there is a love fest of Yankees between the pitcher's mound and the shortstop area. 25 World Championships. Forget about Team of the Decade. This is a team for the ages. This is a team of the century. The Yankees are the best team in Major League history. 25 World Titles out of 95 World Series. And believe me, it does not get any better than this.
It's a love fest, as you properly called it. Strawberry, Brosius, Torre, Jeter, Knobloch, Posada, Rivera, everybody hugging everybody. They have so much to be proud of. They are a team in the truest sense of the world. A team. They're the best team.
Paul O'Neill, who lost his dad last night, and all of his teammates are comforting him, and he is doubled over crying. And now the Yankees will head toward the first base dugout. And Paul O'Neill, wiping tears from his eyes, waves to the crowd and heads down the steps into the Yankee dugout. And his teammates follow as the words of Queen blare out of the loudspeaker. The Yankees are indeed the champions of the world.